Book of Revelation, chapter number 3, and I know we've mentioned visitors and we've mentioned ones that we hadn't seen in a while that are not visitors. I'd like to say this morning it's great to see Brother Conder in service with this man. I know that we still need to pray that God would just give him more strength, but it's good to see Brother Conder in the house of God with us this morning. Amen. Revelation chapter number 3, and I'm going to read one verse in verse number 20. Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 20. It says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hears my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." Praise God. Father, we thank you again this morning for this privilege that you've given us to be in the house of God. I thank you for your presence, God, that is real here this morning. God, I thank you for what you have already done, God, that you've already ministered this morning. God, and God, just the message through your spirit today, God, that you have sent. And I praise you for that, God. And I just pray, God, that not one life, not one heart would leave this service the same as they came. But God, each of us would leave changed by the power of God, as we yield ourselves, God, to you this morning. I thank you for the word of God. I pray that you will anoint us as we speak the word this morning. God, Lord, that I would not speak in my own ability, God, or wisdom, because, God, you know I have none of that. But, God, I pray that you will anoint us with your spirit, God, to speak the word and the wisdom and the power of the Holy Ghost today. And I pray, God, that every life, God, be affected by the word of God. Anoint our time around the altars that lives will be changed. And we give you praise as we ask it in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen and amen. And you can be seated this morning again. Amen. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." This morning, if I could title my message, I want to talk to you on the topic of open the door. Open the door. Amen. Now, I'll be honest with you this morning. This was a message that God had stirred up in me. I was reading in Revelation. I came across this. This has been a few weeks ago. There was just some things there that God was just speaking to me about. I began to study a little bit. So there was a Wednesday night. And some of you will remember the Wednesday night that God just kind of began to lead us in a different direction. We had a time of intercessory prayer, instead of preaching, we came around the altars, began to intercede for needs and things like that. And this was the message that I had in my heart and my mind. That's been a few services, and I've preached a few messages since then. And every week I go back and I say, "All right, God, is this the service? Is this the time that this message needs to go forth?" And I never could get the peace about it, the leading of the Spirit. And this weekend we spent some time with some great friends of ours, and as they shared their testimony of the work that God was doing in them, and when I left our time with them, ever since that evening that we spent, this message was brought, there was a whole new meaning, and it opened my eyes in a whole new way that I believe that God used that to allow me to see in a fresher way, in a newer way, amen, what God was saying when he spoke this promise to the church. Amen. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Amen. I stand at the door and knock. This is illustrating to us as Jesus is speaking this message to the church and to the church of Laodicea, I believe it was. And he was giving a message, amen, that if you'll read before them, there were certain things that they had going that were right, but there were some things that were not so right. Amen. They were lukewarm. They weren't hot. They weren't cold. They were just kind of hanging out in the middle somewhere. there. He even said that you think that you have need of nothing, but you are poor and you are destitute and you are naked. You think that you're rich, but you're poor, and all these kind of things. And he comes to this point. Now, he's speaking to the church. He's speaking, I believe, to a certain church, but I believe also that he's speaking to many conditions of many hearts. Amen. Even people that have served God and lived for God, sometimes we find ourselves, amen, where the church of Laodicea was at this moment. Amen. And he's saying to them, he's giving a plea. He's saying, I'm standing at the door and knocking. Amen. You see, this is an illustration being drawn. Amen. Because we know that Christ desires to be on the inside. But what it was illustrating, amen, in this condition that they had found themselves in, was that God was on the outside wanting to be on the inside. Amen. Christ found himself on the outside of the door, on the outside of the room, on the outside of the house, on the outside of the heart. And he was knocking, amen, and he was wanting to come in. Amen. He was wanting to come into that place that he belonged. Amen. You see, I begin to think, if Christ was on the outside, then that should tell us a whole lot about what was going on the inside. Come on. If Christ was standing on the outside and he was knocking, wanting to come in, I believe that gives us an idea of what was going on, the condition of the inside. And we may refer to it as a house, as a room, as a heart, whatever it is that we can understand this morning. Because you see, this morning we know that the Bible says that Christ came to give life. Amen. We know that the Bible says outside of Christ there is no life. Understand that we exist, we breathe, we go through the motions of life, but outside of him, we cannot experience real life. Amen. We know the Bible says that Christ is the light of the world. Amen. You see, that tells me if the light was missing, that means the inside was dark. If life was missing, the inside was death. Amen. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is our freedom. Amen. If Christ was on the outside, then amen, on the inside, there must have been bondage and imprisonment. Even the Bible says that Christ, he is our peace and he is our joy and he is our strength. Amen. That lets me know that if Christ being our joy and our peace, amen, was on the outside, then on the inside must have been full of turmoil and agony and misery. Amen. Saints of God, if Christ is on the outside, amen, what a sad place to find ourselves. What a sad condition. Maybe you're here this morning, amen, and you're saying, well, Brother Chris, you know, you've missed it this morning. I'm not real sure how this applies, because as we look around this morning, everybody here may be saved, and everybody here, you know, they know what it is to know God and to know Christ. You see, I believe this morning, amen, that it does apply to those, amen, that are lost and away from God. I do believe this morning that on the heart, amen, of every unbeliever this morning, that there is a knock that is being sounded, and there is a voice that is being, that is calling out that name and that life. Amen. But I also believe, church, that sometimes as Christians, sometimes as believers, amen, how many know that it is possible, amen, to allow God into certain parts of our life without giving him access to every part of our life. Amen. Come on. I believe that we as Christians have become accustomed. We know how to have church. Come on. We know how to be spiritual when it's time to be spiritual. But I believe that one thing that many of us, in one way that many of us live, we live our lives in Christ with closed doors to certain areas of our life. He says, I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking. I'm on the outside, but I want to be on the inside. I have been excluded from what's happening beyond the door, but it is my desire to gain access and entry into that situation into that place, into that addiction, into that bondage, into that place of darkness, into that place of misery, into that place of shame, into that place of reproach. I'm not just satisfied with just having a room, amen, tucked over in the corner somewhere, amen, that has been made available, but I want to come to every closed door, amen, that has not been opened to me, and I want to knock until somebody will answer and allow me to come in. I just want to encourage you this morning. Whatever things you have going on in life, whatever problems, whatever situations, whatever bondages, whatever weaknesses, amen, don't keep Christ on the outside. Because the answer to what's on the other side of the door is the one who is knocking this morning. Amen. The solution to the problem is the one this morning that is standing at your heart's door and that is sounding the call saying, if you would just open the door, amen, when I get through with your life in this room, it won't even be recognizable anymore. But you got to let me in. He's standing at the door. What is a knock this morning? What is that? What is it when somebody comes to your door and they knock? Has anybody been asleep and had somebody to knock at your door? It is a tool that awakens. It is a tool that said, hey, is there anybody in the house? Regardless of what's going on, regardless of what's happening, it is a plea. It is a cry. It is a tool to bring awakening to us. Saints of God, what many of us could use this morning, more than just another church service, amen, more than just another message, more than just another song or a handshake, amen, our Sunday morning routine, what many of us could use this morning, amen, is for an awakening in our spirit to say, you know what? I don't want it to be like it has always been. I'm fed up with a room that is void of Christ. I'm fed up with areas of my life, amen, that Jesus has not been given access to, and I am ready to go open the door. Amen. Can I tell you this morning, saints of God, Christ is trying to awaken you this morning. He is trying to stir you to action. Amen. This morning, he is trying to gain the attention. Amen. And to make you aware today, amen, that he is there desiring to do his work in your life. The knock, the voice, it is Christ letting you know that he is there. That he is there. That he don't want to be on the outside, but he wants to be on the inside. That he doesn't want to be excluded, but he wants to be included into the very most secret places of your life that nobody else has ever had access to. That's the door that Jesus wants you to open this morning. You see, it is hard for us on a Sunday morning to come into the house of God and through our smiles and our pretty hairdos, and our fancy clothes, our Sunday morning clothes, our Sunday morning facade, so to speak. How many knows we can be fake sometimes? And it's hard sometimes to come to a place that on a Sunday morning, when I'm supposed to go to church and everything just supposed to go as normal, to deal with areas of our life that we don't even like to deal with ourselves. Deal with specific areas of our life that we've closed it and we've locked the door. Do you know what that knock does? I don't know if any of you have ever been there before. I'm sure that you have. We have a clean house. It's clean most of the time, but whenever you have two boys that runs around like wild Comanche sometime, and if you're Comanche here, forgive me for it. I didn't know what else to describe them as. Sometimes things can be that. Have you ever had somebody to knock at the door and it really make you aware of the condition of your house? Oh, my Lord. Come on. What closet? You know, I mean throwing stuff, running down the hall with armloads of laundry, you know, and shutting every door except just the main part of the house. You see, tonight, a lot of times we don't like to stop long enough and to listen to God's voice because it begins to point out the condition of our, it begins to make us aware. Do you know why so many people don't come to the house of God and sit on the pew, amen, and become a part? Why is that? Because when they come in and they begin, amen, it's in an environment that allows them to hear God's voice a little clearer, and it begins to make them aware of the condition of the inside. And how many knows that sometimes when things get messy and things get nasty and things get out of sort, that we don't like to even think about it. We just like to keep pushing stuff up under the rug. Come on. We like to just kind of keep pushing stuff in the closet. Just shut the door on the places that are a mess so that when they come in, everything looks fine and pretty, well kept, and under control. Let me tell you something. God, He's knocking on the outside of the door, but He knows what's on the inside of the door. He does. I may not know what's on the inside. Your husband or your wife may not know what's on the inside. Your mama or your daddy may not know what's on the inside. But I want to tell you something. Jesus knows what's on the inside. And He still wants in. Well, come on, somebody. I said, and He still wants in. Why is that? Because God is not there. Christ has not come for a clean house. I said, Jesus didn't come and He didn't hang on the cross and He didn't give His life and He didn't suffer shame and torture and agony. Amen. As they ridiculed Him, as they plucked His beard, as they pushed the crown of thorns on His head, as they nailed Him to the old rugged cross, as He hung there being despised and shamed. I want you to know, He didn't come for a clean house, but He came for the messed up house. He came for the dark room. And He came for the nasty corners. And He came for the things that were out of place instead of the things that were in place. This morning, that we would allow our hearts to be awakened and to be aware that God is there just wanting us to open the door. The Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, will hear my voice and open the door. I begin to think about, what is the door? Amen. An open door is a point of entry or access. Come on. It's a point that we can enter. But how many knows that it can serve the opposite purpose? That a closed door is a place of denial or rejection. You see, the question this morning is not, is God here? It's not, is God knocking it? The question is not, does God love you enough to be concerned about you enough? Amen. That every moment of your existence, that God is there knocking at your door, saying, let me into those places. Let me into your life. The question is not that, because He is here. Amen. He's come. The Bible says, for whosoever will. Amen. For the whole world. Amen. Christ has come. The question, amen, is not, is He knocking? The question, amen, is not even, is there an issue? The question today is, will we give God access to our life? Will we give God access to those areas that are just not right? He says, open the door. All that God wants to do and will do in your life is all dependent on whether you're willing to open the door this morning. Let me tell you something. The question this morning is not, will God save you? Because He will. The question is not, will God forgive you? Because He will. The question is not, will God cleanse you and purify you? Because He will. The question is not whether God will remove the shame and reproach from your life and bring restoration that you could never even dream of. That's not the question, because His Word says that He will this morning. The question is not whether God will heal and provide for every need of our life, because He will this morning. But the question is, will we open the door to Him and let Him in? Say, God, here it is. I don't know how to handle it, and I don't know how to deal with it. So, God, here it is. As we talked to our friends this week, and the testimony that was given, as they opened their life and brought themselves to a place, amen, that God could come in. And you see, what I have found out, saints of God, is that some things are instantaneously done by God. Many things are a process. But saints of God, as long as the door remains open, and God continues to have access to our life, amen, what God desires to do and will do, amen, will continue in us as long as the door is open, as long as God has access. My question to you this morning, have you given God access to your life? All is not well just because the living room's clean. Your house is not in order just because the dishes are put away and the table's been wiped off and all the laundry's off for the sofa, because I know better than that. Because when you come visit me, and you're welcome anytime, when you walk down my hall, there's going to be some doors closed that I don't want you in. Okay, I'm just going to be up front with you. If the door's closed, just stay out. Because there's a door is closed for a reason. Come on. The toy room, my boy's bedroom, upstairs, if the door's closed, I don't want you in there. Because it'd be a danger to your health. Come on now. I know all you folks that keep a perfect house, y'all are looking at me with judgment this morning, but that's just the way it is. I'm sorry. But how many know sometimes in this spiritual house, just because the living room's clean, the kitchen's clean, and the front bathroom's clean, don't mean the house is clean. Don't mean that God doesn't want to do something so amazing in your life, but He can't do it because you won't open the door for Him. God, that's a room you need to stay out of. God, that's a room, that's an area that you don't open the closet, God. Come on. And I hope this morning, because I don't know how else to say it to you, I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. Let God go through every door that you have. You say, Brother Chris, you don't understand how it hurts. No, I don't, but the one who's knocking on the door does. Brother Chris, you don't understand where I've been and what I've done. You don't understand the skeletons in the closet. You don't understand the history in that room. You don't understand the background. No, I don't, but the one knocking on the door knows full well the history, the skeletons. And can I tell you this morning, He's able to walk into that room and make it shine in purity and in wholeness and in healing this morning. But we keep Him shut out. Am I telling the truth this morning? Amen. Keep the door closed. There's a song that I was thinking of this morning that my cousin, Sister Michelle Brewer, used to sing. And I can't remember, and I wished I could, about that secret door. That God waiting. God wanted into that place in their life, but could only go there if they opened the door. Open the door. Opening the door is saying to God, God, I want you here. Come on. Have you ever not answered the door because your house was dirty? Tell me the truth this morning. Go ahead, be honest. I know some of you have problems. Just act, if we'll be real quiet. Kids, sit down. Quit moving. Come on now. Come on. Don't get close to him. Have you ever just let somebody drive out of your driveway because the house was in such a mess and you just tried to, you know? Can I tell you, saints of God, what is that? What message does that give? Because they know you're in there. They know you're in there. We don't want you here right now. But when you open your life up, even though there's some messes in your life, it lets God know that you want him there regardless of what other stuff is there. Regardless of what else is the most important thing. God, I'm not real concerned about all the mess. What I'm real concerned right now is that you're here. What I'm really concerned, God, you see, you're just going to have to overlook the underwear on the couch. You're going to have to overlook the toys scattered throughout all the house. You're going to have to overlook the cobwebs hanging off the ceiling. You're going to have to overlook the dirty plates on the kitchen. God, this is just what it is. This is just what my house looks like. But God, I'm not going to let that keep you out. How many knows that we've allowed God to walk away, so to speak, many times because we didn't want to let God to see our mess? Let me tell you something. If you didn't have a mess, God wouldn't be there. Because that's what he came for. That's his whole purpose. Because it doesn't matter how righteous or holy that we think we may be. Every one of it don't matter how clean your house is. You've got a cobweb somewhere. Because you can take it down tomorrow, but it's going to show up somewhere else the next day. You can take it down today, and it's going to show up somewhere else tomorrow. What are we letting God, what are we keeping God out over? What is it in our life? What is it that we're trying to hide, that we're keeping? Let me tell you something. I just want you to know this morning that the answer to what is happening in your life, the solution to the problem, whatever it is that you're longing for, let me tell you something. Whenever the boys have come in and made just a wreck of everything, and I know I'm part of that. I blame it on them. And I've made a wreck of everything, and everything's, you know what? It would be so great and awesome. Somebody walk in and just say, well, let's get this stuff cleaned up. We had just recently, we had such a busy summer, trying to get the school, trying to work and Mother's Day come around and just trying to figure out what to do to bless my wife. I've got an aunt that cleans houses, and so I called her up. I told Faith to call her up. We're going to be gone this particular week. Blinds need to be dusted, things like that, you know, things we could do, understand that, things that probably, you know, that I need to do, all right? But you know how great it was to show back up on Friday night? Whew. Everything was clean. It was clean. Saints of God, let me tell you something. God, if you would give God a chance with what you're dealing with that mess behind the door, when it's all said and done, you'll be so glad that you opened the door. What is that? We talked about it last Sunday morning. Just like that sheep, that lost lamb, had to come to a place of surrender. What is opening the door? It's surrender. Here it is, God. I don't like for people to see it. I don't like for people to know it. I don't even like what's in there. But here it is. I'm surrendering it to you. I can't work it out. I can't deal with it. I can't fix it. I wish we could roll back time and I could do some things over. And I wish that we could go back and replay life and things would work out a little bit different than they have. But God, that's not possible. What is possible is for me to surrender this to you. Here it is, God. It's not mine, it's yours. I know it's a mess. I know it's filthy. I know it's nasty. I know it's dark. I know it's despondent. But God, here it is. And let me tell you something. The God of life will take that messed up, nasty situation, and he will bring his life into it. And he will bring his joy into it. He says, I will come into him and sup with him. What a statement that is to me. I love it. And there's so many things in the Word of God. The reason why you need to keep reading the Word of God is because there's so many things in there that you can read. You can read 1,000 times, but on that 1,001th time, that's not really the word, 1,001st time, you'll read something and you'll be like, oh my goodness. I've read that so many times. I don't know what was in the door. I don't know what was beyond the door. You notice that God didn't even focus on that. He said, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. Because it's you that he's worried about. It's you that he's concerned about. He's not worried about the mess. He'll take care of that. He's not worried about what's going on. He don't even care who's living in the room with you. He'll take care of it. He'll deal with it. He'll help you with it. But what he's really concerned about is you this morning. You. Your well-being. How that room is affecting you. How what's behind that door is affecting you. Saints of God, there's no greater statement, not many greater statements, I don't think, in the Word of God than God telling us he will come into us. Who are we? What is it that the psalmist said? And I know I need to hurry this morning. What is the psalmist said? What is man that you're mindful of him? And what is the son of man that you visit him? Who are we that the God of heaven and earth wants to come into us? Into a life that is unworthy. Into a life that many times is so unclean and unfit. But he wants to come in to bring his life, to bring his righteousness, to bring his holiness into us. If you don't believe me this morning, let me go back. Because this is a problem I think that sometimes we have. God never asks us to get it all right before we open the door. I'll be honest with you. If I come to your house, I don't care if there's laundry on the couch. You care more than I do. I don't care if there's dishes on the table. You care more than I do. God has never asked us to get it all right before he opened the door. He said, you get it right and then I'll help you with everything else. You see, because, and we can, there's illustrations to the Word of God. Ask the woman at the well. The Bible says that she had what, like 5, 6, 7, 8 husbands, something like that. Was Jesus concerned about that? No, he was concerned about the lady, the woman, amen, having salvation and believing in him and having the life. What did he tell her? I am the resurrection and the life. That's why he wasn't concerned about that other stuff. He would take care of that. He would forgive her. He would put a new heart in her. He would make her pure in the eyes of God. Ask the woman who got caught in adultery. Amen. What was it that God was concerned about? He didn't even mention it anymore. He said, where's your accusers? You're forgiven. Go sin no more. Ask the man that was possessed by the evil spirits, the man of the Gadarenes. When that man come and fell down at the feet of Christ, he just say, man, what in the world have you been doing up there hanging out in the graves, in the tombs, running around naked like an animal, cutting yourself like a crazy man, scaring all the neighborhood by crying out and screaming at nighttime like a wild beast. What's... He didn't mention any of that. He just set him free. He just set him free. Why is it? Because the stuff behind the door is not an issue for God. The issue is you surrendering to God. And then God will take care of everything else. Amen. Sister Ann, could you come to the piano this morning? And if our other musicians would like to come, they're certainly welcome to come. Some scriptures that I love to use, maybe you get tired of them, I don't know. I don't get tired of them. Isaiah 61, verse 1, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. We know that this is a prophecy of Christ. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. And this is what will happen and does happen when we start opening the door to Christ and saying, will you come in? He says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. Whatever you're keeping from God, give it to Him. Whatever you're withholding from God this morning, give it to Him. Whatever area of your life that you have petitioned off, say, God, you can have everything else except for that. Give it to Him this morning. Let God have it. Surrender it to Him. And watch as God brings His life and His light and transforms that place that you thought would never be worth anything. I don't know about you. We don't have network TV, but whenever I have the opportunity, we like to watch these remodeling shows. Flip that house, whatever these other ones are. Or they'll go and take somebody that's just living in a pretty bad place. A group of people will come, and I mean, they'll just completely change everything. And I love to see something go from just not even hardly being worth living in to something that is just great and beautiful and clean. You know what? There's nothing that can ever compare to seeing God take an area that He's never been given access to. Somebody to open that door, say, God, I surrender to You, and watch God go to work. That's what God wants to do in your life this morning. He wants to go to work in the areas that you've never let Him work on before and transform them into a place that is beautiful, that brings glory to God. I want us to stand to our feet this morning. Every head bowed, every eye closed, real quick. Because this is the thing, just to be a little bit humorous, I've preached long enough this morning that if God's dealing with you, you know whether He's dealing with you or not, all right? With every head bowed, every eye closed, I want to ask you the question, is there something in your life, is there an area of your life that you've kept God out of? But this morning, you want to give God that place, that area, that thing, and let God begin to do with it as He wants to do with it. If you're here this morning, will you raise your hand and say, Brother Chris, I've got a place just like that that I need to surrender to God. Anybody, God sees that hand this morning. He says, stand at the door and I knock. And if any person would open the door, that's all He's wanting this morning. He's just wanting you to open the door up. He's not asking you to know how to fix it. He's not asking you to know how to handle it. He's not asking you to have it cleaned up. All He's asking you is to surrender to Him. And He said, I'll come in. I'll sit down and we'll fellowship. That relationship will be closer than it's been ever been before, because You're the one I'm concerned about. And then whenever your heart and your mind is at peace and you know My love for you, then we'll take care of all this stuff going on in the room. This is what I'm going to do, church. I want us all to come find us a place to pray. Then several raised their hand this morning. Ask God, God, is there anything in my life that I've withheld? Is there anything in my life that I've kept back? God, I surrender. I yield to You. I give You all that I am. God, take the good, the bad, and the ugly, and do with it what You want to do with it. God bless you this morning. We love You, church.